Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. As we come to the end of this course, you may be feeling something more than gratitude for the material. You may be sensing a calling. You may be thinking, I know families in my church who need these conversations. You may be thinking about an aging parent, a widow, a caregiving daughter, a stressed son, or a family quietly moving toward crisis without a plan. And you may be wondering whether God could use you to help. For some of you, the answer is yes. Not because you have all the answers, not because you are a lawyer, therapist, or medical expert, but because you are willing to bring calm, wisdom, prayer, and practical encouragement into hard family conversations, this is where ministry can begin. First, many families need help starting the conversation. Aging issues often remain unspoken until a hospital visit, memory concern, financial confusion, caregiving crisis, or funeral forces everything into the open. By then, emotions are high and time is short, but many of these families do not need a hero. They need a wise, steady person who can say, let's talk earlier, let's prepare with dignity, let's reduce fear before crisis comes. If you are sensing a burden for this, it may be a ministry burden. It may be a calling to help families in your church or community speak honestly, listen better, prepare wisely, and walk together with more peace. Second, this course can become a tool for local ministry. You may take what you have learned here and use it in several simple ways. You could invite a small group in your church to study these topics together. You could offer a discussion group for aging parents and adult children. You could help begin a practical ministry conversation in a Sunday school class, a family ministry setting, or a pastoral care gathering. You could also use this course as a foundation for aging coaching in a soul center setting where families receive prayer, listening, guidance, and referral-aware support. This kind of ministry is deeply needed. Many families are not looking for pressure. They are looking for a safe place to begin. Third, ministry in this area requires humility and boundaries. If God is calling you to help families, remember this clearly. Your role is not to control decisions or replace professionals. This course offers biblical wisdom and practical preparation, not legal advice. Wise planning is part of stewardship, but the details should be reviewed with an appropriate professional. Your role may be to help families ask better questions, reduce panic, speak with respect, and prepare spiritually and relationally before crisis. If you are a minister, chaplain, life coach, or pastoral caregiver, this topic matters for your own family and for the families you serve. If you are a faithful church member with compassion and maturity, God may also use you in powerful ways through hospitality, conversation leadership, prayer, and gentle guidance. Fourth, think about what a healthy ministry could look like. It might be a church-based aging conversation group. It might be a soul center offering one-on-one aging coaching support. It might be a family readiness workshop. It might be a ministry of helping adult children and parents take this course together and then sit down to discuss what they learned. The goal is not to make people afraid. The goal is to help them prepare with peace. Proverbs 15:22 Webb says, where there is no counsel, plans fail, but in a multitude of counselors they are established. Sometimes your ministry is simply helping families stop avoiding what needs to be discussed, what not to do. Do not act like the family expert who has all the answers. Do not step into legal, medical, or financial authority you do not have. Do not pressure families into decisions they are not ready to make. Do not create dependence on yourself as the fixer. Instead, be calm, be prayerful, be clear, be referral aware, be a peace-building guide. Because perhaps God is not only calling you to prepare your own family, perhaps He is calling you to help other families in your church and community age with honor too.